We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, a series of shiurim on Bikachayim. The Gemara continues on the Aflama Tesa Mebe'ezer Masech Nedarim. Omer of Acha Bar Chanina, Kol Mevaka Achayla Noitel Echad Mishishim B'tzaroi. Whoever's Mevaka Achayla takes away a 60th of his tzar. Amar Leiman Kain, ask the Gemara if that's the case, Leila Shitim V'lukmua. Let 60 people visit him, and he'll be fine. So the Gemara says, Amalek is thrice the Bay Rebbe. The Gemara explains it's not a 60th each person. And furthermore, the only person that takes it away is someone who's a Ben Giloi. And there's machlokes, there's two machlokes that are seemingly connected. Who is considered a Ben Giloi? Some Mepharshim explain that a Ben Giloi is somebody who's very, very specific. Somebody who was born in the exact same mazel as this person who is Rachman al-Tzlan sick. Others have a much broader interpretation of who is a Ben Giloi. And they say a Ben Giloi means someone who's a friend. Somebody who's a friend, somebody who has a relationship with the other individual. Parenthetically, the Mepharshim point out that even though our Gemara is teaching us that a Ben Giloi has the ability of taking away a 60th of the disease, it's not something that is something that we assume normally happens. The Sefer in the reason at the beginning of our sugya on the Aflama Tes Amar Aleph, when the Gemara was trying to understand the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that you could, if there was a nether, you could stand but not sit. What is the situation? Because if the situation is that the choler may not benefit from the mevaker, so then the mevaker should be allowed to even go in and sit, because the mevaker is not benefiting from the choler when he goes in. The choler is not benefiting from the mevaker. The choler is not benefiting because even though he is benefiting from him visiting, but he's going, the reason the mevaker is going, the visitor is going, is to do the mitzvah. And therefore, it should not be a problem. So the Nidri's reason asks, why? If we're saying that the mevaker takes away from the choyla a 60th, so then the choyla is very much benefiting from the mevaker. From here, says the Nidri's reason, we see that we don't normally have to assume that that's what's happening. But again, going back to who is the individual who has the ability to take away 1/60th? There's machlokes. Some say it has to be somebody who's mamish a Ben Giloi, and others say somebody who's extremely similar to the person who's Rachman Tzlan not well, and others say as long as there's some sort of a relationship. So this machlokes is essentially connected another machlokes. The Mepharshim discuss when the Gemara says here that he takes away a 60th. What does it mean he takes away a 60th? So the Ben Yoyada says it can't mean that the person who's visiting the Chayla actually absorbs a 60th of the disease. He says, if our Gemara teaches us what a great mitzvah bikacholim is, that it's from the mitzvah she'adam oichel perisayim ba'olam hazeh, v'akeren keyemis loy loylam haba, it's such a important mitzvah, how could somebody, chas v'sholem, end up even with a small amount of disease because of that mitzvah? On the other hand, I saw from the Ber Mayim Chaim that the Pasuk says, by Yosef, when he came to visit Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk says, Hincha, Hinei Bincha Yosef Ba Eilecha. And ask the Ber Mayim Chaim that the word Eilecha seems to be superfluous. Hincha, Hinei Bincha Yosef Ba. They told him that your son came. Why does the Pasuk have to add the word Eilecha? So the Ber Mayim Chaim says, because Yosef was the Ben Giloi of Yaakov Avinu. That's for sure. The Pasuk calls Yosef the Ben Zakunin, that he and Yaakov were extremely similar. So since Yosef was the Ben Giloi of Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef came to visit Yaakov Avinu, Eilecha, and he's going to take away a 60th of the disease, and he's going to absorb it, Eilecha, he's going to take it. In fact, I saw that Davni Nezer had a minig that when he would go visit a chayla, he would take along some food to eat. And they asked him, why do you have to take along food to eat when you're going to visit a chayla? So he says, because here now Gemara we're learning that if somebody's mevaka chayla, he takes a 60th of the disease. So unfortunately, I'm going to be somewhat sick after I do this mitzvah, and therefore I need to take some food along with me to replenish my energy. And that's why, in fact, they say it's the number 60. It's a 60th, because a 60th is always bottled, so even though he's absorbing part of the disease, he's absorbing such a minute amount that becomes bottled. So perhaps these two questions, who is a Ben Giloi, and does the Ben Giloi absorb part of the disease, are really connected to each other. If we have this limited definition of a Ben Giloi, that it has to be extremely similar to the individual who's Rachman Litzlan sick, the model being Yosef and Yaakov, so that pshat will hold that the Ben Giloi actually absorbs the disease. But if we have a broader definition of Ben Giloi, and our definition of Ben Giloi means that it's anyone who has a relationship with the person who's sick, so then it could be even, it's not that he just has the ability to make him feel better, but he won't actually absorb any of the disease. The Gemara continues on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, teaching us. The Gemara begins at the bottom of Lama Tesum Bay, is going to Mem Amar Aleph. Rav Chelba Cholish, Rav Chelba was unfortunately sick. Nofek Achriz Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana went and made an announcement. Rav Chelba Bosh, Rav Chelba is not well. La'ikad Kaasi, is there no one that will come visit him? And the Farshim explained, indeed, why did nobody come visit him? So one pshat that the Ein Yaakov suggests, connected to our Gemara, because they assume that the only people who should go visit a chayla are a Ben Giloi. And these people weren't Ben Giloi. Another explanation is that the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph Amar Aleph, the Shamun Dar makes this explanation, says that a Ben Giloi, that there are certain people that should not be visited when they're not well. And this person had that disease. But from here we see that even if you shouldn't go into the room where that ill person is, you should still daven for him, as we discussed in our previous shiur. And as we also discussed in that shiur, the best place to daven for the chayla is in the presence of the chayla. And therefore, the Chabad said that even if you can't go into the room, you should go visit him and get as close to the room as possible and visit him. Amru lakachay ma'is b'talmud echem b'talmidei Rabbi Akiva shecholav lo nichnas l'chacham levakroy, that he got ill and nobody came to visit him. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakroy, and Rabbi Akiva visit him. U'shvil shekibda v'rich l'fon of chaya, and because they did all of these activities, he Baruch Hashem survived. Amaloi, and the Talmud told Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Hachisani, Yotzer Rabbi Akiva Vadarosh, Kol Mishen Mavaka Chayim Kilo Shafir Kamin. I saw a beautiful pshat. What was Rabbi Akiva? What was Rabbi Akiva doing? What Rabbi Akiva was doing was, why did the other Talmidim not visit him, and Rabbi Akiva did come to visit him? So I saw, as we know, Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 Talmidim. And unfortunately, the other Talmidim's attitude was that, you know, there are 24,000 Talmidim, and if there's one that's sick, even if he's not well, doesn't really make that much of a difference. We have a huge yeshiva. Well, what happens when you have such an attitude? When you have such an attitude, what ultimately will happen is that all 24,000 Talmidim will pass away, as we know indeed happened in the days of the Sefira. Rabbi Akiva taught them that every Jew is an Olam Malei. Every Jew is important. And even if there's one Jew who's not well, everyone else has the obligation to go visit him. And that's what he taught him. Chachisani, you brought back life to me by doing this on my behalf. The Gemara says that Rava on the first day that he was not well, Amlulay Teglul Inish, don't tell people that I'm not well. The Lailisri Mazli. Because if people become aware that I'm not well, then people will say he's sick. And as the Pasuk says, the Mashal explains the Gemara this way, Bris Kruslos Vasayim. It's actually the lesson of Masechta Nedarim. The lesson of Masechta Nedarim is that a person's mouth has tremendous power, and by labeling the person sick, he is sick. Amalhu Mikan Ve'elech, but after this time, Machlokes Rishonim, doesn't mean from day 3 or day 4. Olam Pukuv Achriza B'Shuka, go make an announcement. To call the son of Lee, whoever hates me, Lechtali, will be happy to hear this news. And the Pasuk says, B'chol, the Pasuk Gemishle, B'nfol Oivecha Atismach, and the Pasuk says, Pench Yira Hashem V'ra Be'enov V'hoshim Elav Apoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that you're happy that he's sick, and by you being happy when he's sick, it'll actually make the person well. What's pshat? So I saw once a beautiful pshat. There's a very fundamental difference between a judgment that's done by the court of Bas of Adam versus the judgment that's done by Kadosh Baruch Hu. In a court of Bas of Adam, if somebody did something wrong, he's judged, he's sentenced. There are many other victims who suffer along with him, but that isn't part of the consideration of the court. His family, his wife, his children, his friends, his associates, it's all immaterial. The person did something wrong, and he's judged and sentenced accordingly. In the Din Shamayim, it's very different. Even if somebody, Rachman Slon, did an Aveira, and he deserves a punishment, but maybe his family doesn't deserve that punishment. And that's exactly what the Pasuk is saying here in Mishlei. This person deserved to be sick. And he deserved to be sick, and he was punished that he became sick. But the person who's his enemy and is happy about him being sick doesn't deserve to be happy. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu straighten it out? The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu straightens it out is that he makes him well, and this enemy shouldn't have anything to be happy about. With the Rachmei, the Ba'alei Rachmei, and the one that loved me will daven for me, and by them davening for me, they will cause that I should be better. And as we keep on explaining in our shir, a very important element of Bikkur Cholim is davening for the person who's not well. And therefore, when somebody goes to do the mitzvah Bikkur Cholim, he should be careful to daven on behalf of the individual who is not well. The Gemara continues, Amar Rav, Kol Mavakar, Es Echoylo, Nitzo Medina Shugahenim. Shenemar, Ashrei Maskel Adol, B'yoyim Ro Yimaltei Hashem. Ein Dal El Echoylo, Dal means Echoylo Shenemar Midala Yivatzeini, Inami Mahandein Kro, we learn from this Pasuk, Madu Atakocha Dal Ben HaMelech Baboiker, Vein Ro El, so it means sick, that's where Amnon was sick. Vein ro el gehenim shnem kapa shem lamanei v'gam rosho l'yoyim ro. So Mepharshim explain why indeed is someone who's mevaka chayla saved from dina shegehenim. Because as we explained in our previous shiur, one of the parts of the mitzvah of bika chaylim is to tell the person, of course in a smart way, who's not well, that he should do tshuva. So you, by telling this person to do tshuva, and by doing tshuva he'll get well, and by doing tshuva he won't go to Gehenna, mida k'neged mida, you won't go to Gehenna. Another pshat that the Sefer Nidrei Zrizim explains, and that is that as the Gemara says, part of the disease is that a person has a fever. And a fever represents a fire. And by you being mevaka chaylehim, you cause him to get better and not have any more that fire, so to speak, in his system. And by you causing him not to have that fire in his system, you will be safe from dina shel gehenim. Another pshat that I saw, and very much in line with what we discussed also previously, that, and this is one of the reasons that we explained why one should personally go b'mevaka chaylim and not just rely on making a phone call, is because bika chaylim is not only for the person who's not well. Bika chaylim is also for the person who's Baruch Hashem healthy, but when he sees the person who's not well, and he sees what can happen, Rachmanu Tzlan, Leilenu, to a person, he causes him to have a hirut tshuva. A hospital is the best musa sefer, we said. And therefore, when the person sees what could happen to a person, it'll cause him, the mevaker, the visitor, to do tshuva. And if he'll do tshuva, he'll be nitzel medina shagahanim.